Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Not-So-Secret Drag Show.
Mm-hmm.
We're not keeping that a secret. It's Saturday, June 24th. And look, it's Pride Month, and that's basically Pride Weekend, because the very next morning is the parade. Mm-hmm. And just the city, if you've ever been here during Pride, it just goes off. So we're throwing our own little party, and it's in the middle of the day on Saturday. So it gets you into the city early, you find good parking, and you're having fun. It's Saturday, June 24th at August Hall in San Francisco. Live performances from Princess P and Cochina Roots. We're doing a live drag show. And then we've got some special guests and some special stuff happening, and it's free to get in. All you have to do is go to augusthallsf.com and RSVP. Now, you can buy tickets. I think there's still some of those VIP tickets left, yeah?
Limited, yeah.
Yeah, we're really getting close. So those are $20 a piece, and we've actually got some to give away, and we're going to do that right now. So right now, I'm going to give you a code word, and it is WINNER, W-I-N-N-E-R. Text the word WINNER to 20357 right now, and you will get a pair of these VIP tickets to the Sarah and Vinny Not-So-Secret Drag Show. And one grand prize winner of all our prize winners will also get like a little backstage meet and greet with Sarah and Vinny and the fab drag queens.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I really can't wait. And we just have some fun, cool stuff planned for you. Mm. It's going to be a fun show. And a good, you know, if you're coming into the city to kick off the Pride weekend, this would be a good place to start.
I never get out anymore. It's going to be fun.
There you go.
It's going to be real fun.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to take the secret show out because you just never know what's going to happen. It's a good time. And sometimes there's virgins there. We call them the secret show virgins. Like they're like, oh, I like Sarah and Vinny. They're fun. I'll go to that.
What is happening here?
Oh my God. People are bleeding.
Nobody's bleeding.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, internally, they might be.
What?
Well, we can't see that. It's not on the outside. And this whole damn thing is brought to you by Maker's Mark. That's right. Maker's Mark. Which is kind of exciting. You know, it's good that we have a booze sponsor. We want to do a little day drinking. Come on, we'll meet you at August Hall. See you there. Okay, brace yourself, Swifties. This is actually, I think this is for the best, and I thought as soon as I heard the initial reports of trouble, I knew that this was coming. But also, Taylor Swift was rebounding with Matt Healy of the 1975. She was first spotted hanging out with Matt Healy in May, although something like 10 years ago, they may or may not have had a makeout session. Shots of her much younger, hanging all over him.
Mm-hmm.
But this was right after she ended a 6-year relationship with Joe Alwyn, which, man, I did.
6 years.
When I read that, I went, that feels like 3 years longer than I thought it was. That's how fast time is going.
Well, I believe time's going fast. I also believe that somewhere along the way she went, yeah, like 6 years, but it probably wasn't full six.
Right.
Like, you know, that's one of those.
Right.
I think it was about six.
And people went, like, okay, four. Taylor, whatever you say.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
When were they first linked? Find that out. Let's get to the bottom of this.
What's that dude's name again?
Joe Alwyn.
A-L-W-Y-N.
6 years? I don't buy it.
Doesn't it feel like way too... Although, Three of those years were pandemic years.
Yeah, it says reportedly started dating in October 2016.
Oh, my God. We're pushing 7 years here. Mm. Well, it's over. So, yeah, we'll go 6 years. Anyway, they broke up.
Wait, who broke up?
Her and Joe Alwyn, and then she went...
Oh.
She went to Matt Healy.
Up and they're together.
And
now.
They broke up.
Oh, now they're broken up.
Well, they were going to break up.
Wait, is that the story?
Yes. They were.
What happened to them? They just got together.
Well, I'm going to say that the Swifties said, you can't be with him, Taylor.
Oh, because he says naughty
break.
Stuff?
He said bad things about ladies and his podcast. And he's a bigot.
Alwyn was right after your boy, Hiddleston.
Oh, yeah, Hiddleston.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was over 6 years ago. That was the summer of 2016, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well. That deck the halls?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So her fans, she never, but for the record, Taylor Swift never said boo about the ignorant things that Matt Healy said earlier this year. And
good for her.
She probably never will. Yeah, they've already broken
up. Before they even got there with these statements, when his name first came up, people were writing in and saying, that guy pulls a different person out of his audience every night, man or woman, and makes out with them on stage.
Oh.
That alone would have me
you're
going,
just asking for herpes.
You're not,
yeah.
I'm not, no. Yeah. That guy? He'll kiss anything. No, absolutely not. You know?
Yes. I mean, he's making those fans' dreams come true.
Yeah, well, no offense to the fans, but you can't kiss a person every night when you're touring for how many years and just be like, what?
Yeah. Also, pandemic. Like, how many times did this guy get COVID?
Golly.
Or did he trust me? You could say, oh, have you been tested for COVID? You don't have COVID, right?
Oh, I trust
Do you
that.
Have any herpes or any other sort of communicable diseases? Should we talk before we start making out?
Jane loves that band. Yeah. I wonder if Jane were pulled up on stage.
I'm going to say Jane wouldn't do it. Jane is too smart for that ass.
Yeah,
Jane!
But she loves that dude.
Yeah, but I don't think
so. And that band.
No. Still, though, I mean, she's smarter than that. Aren't we all smarter than that?
I don't know. Well, I don't know that people even think
there?
Like
Where's
I'm
Jane?
Thinking. I think of this stuff. Does everyone? I don't know.
I just wouldn't get on the stage.
The whole first 10 rows are not thinking like I am. They're probably all like, pick me.
Sometimes people too, like they're wowed by celebrity and it doesn't matter. If a celebrity is coming in at you, you just go, it's happening. That's me.
Right,
that was
like,
me making out.
What
you.
If it's your guy? It's Ryan Gosling or
Reynolds
or whatever.
Okay, I'll do it.
Right?
Both of those. I like the Ryans a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Especially like Ryan Gosling as Ken. Like, he just seems fun.
So you're saying...
It doesn't matter. I'm into it.
The corporation known as Taylor Swift has decided to stop doing business with Matt Healy.
That is correct.
Got it.
All right. Taylor's friends want what's best for her. They're not shocked that the relationship fizzled because she just got out of this other relationship. Anyway, there's no word. They say here, there's no word if his comments had anything to do with their breakup. A source says... They're both extremely busy, and they realize they're not really compatible with each other. Okay.
Well, she is smack dab in the middle of... That's like when you brought it up, I went, she may not know. Mm. She's in the middle of a world tour. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. Big, long, late nights and days of promotion. And
sure. I mean, she is a busy person.
You think?
Yep.
Anyway, all right. Well, good to know. He's back on the market, ladies.
Oh, yay. Don't worry. He won't be alone for long. Covers. I love covers. And when I say covers, I mean...
Look at Aho twisting his mustache. That's ridiculous.
He's working at it all day. He's going to actually start pulling hairs out of his face.
He's over there quietly twisting his face. Okay.
I love it. I love it now. Yeah.
You like it?
I'm starting to fall in love, yeah.
All right.
He just likes the hand motion. That's just a fun... That's a nice thing to do. It's like something to keep your hands busy.
I love the hand motion, yeah.
Well, he always needs to twirl something.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's always twirling his hair. I don't know if you noticed that. Like
no.
He grabs the back of his man bun and does that, right?
Nope. That's good. You know what I noticed? There's not a stray hair coming out of that thing today. First of all, he's got product in it. Weird. But then I think because he's got the ends of his mustache to twirl, he's not effing with his hair.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. What were you about to tell me?
Covers.
Yeah, covers.
Now listen, I was in a cover band for a couple
music
of years.
Covers.
Sure,
got
music
it.
Okay. Covers. Not covers on your bed. Not like furniture covers for your outdoor furniture. Got to keep that stuff. you know, keep the rain from getting on that. But covers, song covers, and sometimes the cover of a song is the bigger hit. You know, you don't even know that it is a cover song. This though is from Ultimate Classic Rock, and it's just fun.
Okay,
I really like some of these. There's absolutely no way we're getting to all of these, so I'll do some that I know you'll love, and then you can make some choices.
I'm just hoping I can keep up with.
Yeah, I think you can. So Ultimate Classic Rock put together a list of classic rock covers. They're not all classic rock. I don't know why they're saying that. But they're basically saying these are terrible covers.
Oh, okay.
So these are well-known artists who covered another well-known artist's song, and it sucked.
Oh, okay.
So these are in no particular order. How about we start with The Cure covering Purple Haze. Now, hold on. Before you play this. Have you ever heard this cover?
I have not heard this, but let me just say something.
I've never heard this cover either.
The Cure, when they played, I saw him at the Shoreline. It was Saturday night. They did 2.5 hours, and he was amazing. So I don't know how crappy this is about to be, but he sang his songs perfectly for 2.5 hours. And we're not talking about a young guy, and we're not talking about a guy who prides himself on his physical fitness. And yet he pulled that, like, phenomenal. So good.
Well, I'm not saying that this won't technically be well performed. I think they're just saying these are covers that are kind of ill-advised.
I know, I'm just feeling defensive because okay. they were so good.
All right. But that was the first, that was the one that snagged me. I'm like,
and
oh.
Look, so what you're talking
well, you
about
love
now,
Hendrix,
I love I both
and you
both
love
of
The
these,
Cure,
yes.
But they could, they're very, very different bands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, okay. Let me ask you a question though. What year did you do this? Do you have a...
Oh, you're asking me the question?
Yeah.
All right.
What year did The Cure decide this would be a good idea? I've never heard this cover.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Purple Haze.
Yeah. Purple Haze is...
1993.
Oh.
Okay.
30. This is a 30-year-old cover.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's hard to believe. Oh, my God.
By the way, at the roller rink, the 90s style was the whole thing there.
Oh.
Like, great. I just went... All these kids are doing the 90s thing now.
What is 90s style?
Grunge?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. Well, it is comfortable.
Wrongly fitted pants with the hemmed, but with scissors. You know, like.
Yeah, I like that.
Weird.
It's a good look.
I was like, oh, okay. All right. The 90s have made it.
So
they're
like
back.
Avril Lavigne kind of style?
Kind of.
Oh, could
yep.
be. Sure.
There was some goth there for
those
sure.
Cute hoodies and stuff.
Okay, let's hear
it. Okay, here we go.
All right, here it is.
Hate this already. I already think this is fine.
Well, he put it back to back with Jimi Hendrix. And,
I mean, it's definitely The Cure's take on it.
Yeah, it's a no.
Oh, is it?
I love both. I just got done telling you I love both, but it's a no.
I don't. I kind of like the vibe. If I'm dancing in a club, I might be down with this. Okay. Do you want to hear the original?
In
the cleanse
what
the
world?
Palette? I'm not ever in a dance club.
Do we find you dancing in a club?
It's in the 80s.
Okay.
And this song hasn't even come out yet. But the original's out, and they're not playing it in the disco club I'm at.
All right.
Here's Jimi Hendrix.
Something so messy about him. I just love it.
Yep, me too.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Excuse me, I'm busy. I want to kiss this guy. Okay, next up is, you know the song Fortunate Son?
Yeah, Creedence.
Yeah, so it's that's a great old classic tune. You know, that's a good song. And you two decided we got to cover that.
Okay.
I've never heard this version. Do you want to start with the original? Let's start with the original on this one. I ain't no fortunate
sure.
son. This is a good song. It ain't me. It ain't me.
It's a great song. All right. I love this song.
Ain't no sinner that song. Ain't me. Ain't me. Ain't no fortunate one. Some folks are born silver.
Yeah, I love this tune. This is great. Such a good song. All right, let's hear you two's take on this.
All right, here you go.
Themselves, yeah. Well, the tax man comes to the door. House looks like the room is safe.
So far, they're they're two for two on this list.
They cut the balls right off it.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, there you go. Crank that up. Okay, turn the up.
All right.
Yeah. And I will say on this, Ultimate Classic Rock, nice. First two, you are correct. Although I did not mind the Purple Haze thing. I didn't mind that at all. How about Cyndi Lauper doing What's Going On? What's going on? What's going on?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, let's hear the Marvin Gaye first. Let's just have a taste of this, honey. This is so good.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, snap.
What?
Nothing.
You pulled the wrong song?
Yeah, well, I have Cyndi Lauper first. I kind of pulled something else.
You pulled Four Non Blondes. What's going on?
What is wrong with you?
It's a cover of What's Going On. It's the same. Like, it's the same damn title.
Except
how am I supposed to
what's
know?
What's Going On when Four Non Blondes came out in, like, the 90s?
I actually have it. And I also have another version, which is kind of funny. It's a club version mix of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh. This is just a remix?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now play me the real one, please. I don't need this bastardized version.
Yeah, just give me a second. I have like 1,000 songs in front of me. Right?
I know you
do. Oh, my God.
I like it, Brent.
Hey, really, though. I had it ready to go. I just...
just Four Non Blondes version.
It's What's Going On. It's not like it said anything. It didn't even have the original version.
Well, hold on, though. You know what's 80s, weird? Like, you are a music guy.
I like it. You actually
majored in music.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there it is. Hey, what's going on? Well...
Yeah, but that's not the...
It's...
It's fine. Yeah. Who cares? It's fine. But just play the Cyndi Lauper version so we can all go
with the Cyndi Lauper version first.
Right. Here we go.
Where is it at?
Oh, no. So you can see how it's going
on. What's going on? They sound like her. Listen, you know, here's
a...
That's terrible.
A meh.
Yeah, it's a no.
I hate that less than I hate the other two.
You know what's funny about that is I feel like when people do a cover, it's because they like the song so much.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, this is
there
it,
we
though.
Go. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. So good.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know the story about Marvin Gaye?
About his dad killing him?
Someone wrote in when we were talking about this once before and said his dad killed him because he was gay and he was going to come out.
I didn't hear that part ever.
But you'd heard that on the text, right?
Yeah, you read that text, I believe.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I will say that while I really love a lot of his music and I, you know, will tell my lady in the kitchen to play me that. Mm-hmm. I don't know much.
I never heard that either.
Beyond the whole, his dad killed him.
I remember that happening, though. But I wasn't into his music enough at that time in my life to really be like, wow, we really lost a great artist.
Yeah. Anyway, so Cyndi Lauper does a version of this, and it's not awesome.
It's not awful.
In its own way, I feel like all of these things are just tributes to the original song. Like, I really like that song. I want to try my own take on it. Okay, I actually have a lot of these left. There's no way we get to all of them. So why don't I read you a few and you stop me when you hear one that you want to hear. I have one more that I definitely want to get to, but I'll let you pick one more here. Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi, we've already heard.
I love that song.
I know, it's
good.
Yeah,
you do.
That's a cover. Like, how's this on the list?
It's the, I don't know, because I agree with you. I think it's
I'll take the Counting Crows version over anybody else's version.
Oh, you don't like Joni
Mitchell? No, Joni's version is the one.
Crank it up. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone.
You'd be in paradise and put up a fucking lie. Now play me the real version, the Joni Mitchell version. So
no,
good.
Don't. You're messing.
So good.
Okay. I didn't pick that, though. Okay. Go on.
Limp Bizkit, Faith.
No.
Limp Bizkit, Behind Blue Eyes.
No.
Madonna, American Pie.
Keep reading.
Hilary Duff, My Generation. Generation.
Almost
have more. Here's more. I'll tell you them all and you can choose.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne, Imagine. Disturbed, The Sound of Silence, which I actually really like that one. I like their version of that. Marilyn Manson, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
They had a hit with that, actually.
One Direction, One Way or Another. Britney Spears, I Love Rock and Roll. Paris Hilton, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Nickelback featuring Kid Rock, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. Shrek fans will definitely disagree with that one. I love their version.
That Smash Mouth song.
This is the one I definitely want to play. Celine Dion and Anastasia.
Let's just do this one.
Okay. Celine Dion and Anastasia, right. You shook me all night long.
Who's Anastasia?
I don't know. But it's a Celine Dion performance. This is a live thing that they did. And it's just, like, Shook Me All Night Long is an AC/DC song. It's from their 1980 classic record, the one where Brian Johnson took over. And this is one of their all-time songs. And it's incredibly difficult to sing. But we'll see how Celine Dion does. Is she able to rock this out? Because girls sound shrill when they sing this one. I feel.
And I'm going to show you the video, too.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to see the video.
It's important.
So she's doing some dance moves and stuff to this.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She's going at it.
Here we go. Meredith Brooks. Jeez, what are we looking at here? Is that Anastasia?
Must be.
I'm sorry, is Meredith Brooks playing this solo?
Yep.
That's pretty freaking awesome. I like this now. I'm a lover, I'm a son, and I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a mother. Kind of has that feel, doesn't it?
Good for her. Look at her killing it.
This is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, put that video up so people can see. That is crazy. That's crazy town right there. I love it. Meredith Brooks is looking badass. She went away after that song. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
No, she had another hit.
What was it?
Just kidding.
Oh. Okay, now let's cleanse the palate with the real version of this, please.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I need a little. Okay.
There's other ones.
You know what we should do? Let's put the story up for this so that people can spend their own lunch break doing this. This ultimateclassicrock.com for all these They say covers that went terribly wrong, which they didn't all. Some of them were kind of funny.
Music.
It's the best.
It is the best.
What's coming up in the news?
Well, Gen Z, you've ruined clubs.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I love that song. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, that would surprise you, huh?
I wasn't ready. I was busy with something.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We would like you to get our free app. It's called the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
How much is it?
Zero. It's free. $0. It's free. There's no in-app purchases. It's all free. And you get all kinds of audio on there. You get radio stations from everywhere, but mostly Alice at 97.3.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to us, Alice at 97.3, on the Odyssey app, that is free. Because we're streaming on there right now. Tons of people listen just online. Listen on the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen, you get another entry for yourself to win a trip for four to see the last two shows of Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour. Yeah. Los Angeles, August 8th and 9th, SoFi Stadium, round-trip airfare, four-night hotel stay, four tickets to each night, a signed guitar signed by Taylor. And all you have to do to enter is nothing. Just listen to the Odyssey app. Listen, go to the Odyssey app, download it, it's free. Log into your account, search for Alice at 97.3 and click play. Every hour you listen, another entry, up to eight entries per day.
The Radio Alice Report.
I got my checkbook. How much is it?
Free. It's me. Free. Free is what Odyssey is. It's free.
All right.
Yeah. App is free.
Okay.
We don't have a cute song for you, but we should. It's free. Nice, Brim.
Thank you.
Very well done. Someone wrote in and said, by the way, that Four Non Blonde song is called What's Up, not What's Going On. So you are completely off
well,
the deep
end. Well, in parentheses, it says What's Going On.
That's
okay?
True. That
in
is
parentheses.
True.
Hey, don't fight with me.
What's going on?
I'm just telling you the texters went, no, Bryn is full of it.
I'm fighting the messenger.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank strives to give those in our community equitable access to education, social services, and fun. Local students will now have greater chance to going to Children's Fairyland in Oakland, thanks to Fremont Bank's generosity.
Oh,
learn why
I love
Fremont
Children's
Bank support-
Fairyland.
You do?
Yes, we used to take the kids there all the time. It's so cute.
Is that the one over there with the train? That's different, isn't it?
I think. Are you thinking of Tilden Park? It's down by the big. I think it's right by Lake Merritt.
Oh, okay.
Right on the edge of Lake Merritt. It's free.
Anyway, what? Thanks to Fremont Bank's generosity. Learn why Fremont Bank supports Bay Area causes at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Clouds today, and they even mentioned thunderstorms.
What now?
I don't see that. But
I see a tiny patch of blue sky.
You know what was weird?
You got the sun yesterday?
No, super gray yesterday.
Yeah.
And expected all week. Driving in as the sun came up this morning, I saw blue sky here in the city and went, oh, okay, maybe we got a break. But, you know, who knows? Apple launched a bunch of new gear that I clearly didn't know anything about, but I guess their new glass is going to be the new big thing.
Google Glasses. What is it?
It's the Apple.
Apple's eyesight. What is it called?
I forget.
There was a word.
Vision
though.
Pro.
Vision.
Pro.
Apple Vision.
But it's $3,500.
Yeah,
according
It's not for the masses
yet. The texters. But, you know, these things, Sarah mentioned it, and perfectly so. The iPad. Who needs that? I did.
Turns out we need them. We have two of them right here in the room with us.
If I didn't have kids, I'd throw my phone away and just have the watch.
Oh, we have three of them in the room.
And yet, because I need the camera on the phone for the kids, I end up carrying the dumb phone anyway. Yeah.
Well, maybe there'll be something contraption you can strap to your head, the Apple Vision, and you can just go...
And speaking of camera, it's their first 3D camera. So what that means is, like, spatial awareness. You can look around and see, like, everything in front of you. It's almost like...
That's with the glass.
Yeah, reliving that moment.
Wait.
So it's more than just a picture.
It's immersive.
It's worth $3,500.
That's amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Break yourself.
For six times what it costs over at Meta.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
Okay, so this is one of those stories where it's mostly just opinion and observation, even on the
okay.
the side of the reporter who's written the story. But it is interesting. So my good friend Billy and I, we were just total derelicts. Like, you know, if there was no surf, we would be drinking on the beach. Right. Like, that was just,
sure. That's what you did. And you're both sober now.
So we both had to quit. Right. Sure. So it says everything that we can't
handle it,
touch it at all. Anyway, his son is now in his, he's graduating high school.
Oh.
And he's in a band.
Oh.
And he plays guitar. What? And he's pretty good. And his band, Current Location.
Oh, that's the name of them, Current Location?
Uh-huh.
That's fun.
That's a
good, cute little name.
They just played a gig on the beach in the sun for some big event.
Oh.
And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, oh my God, he's not a waste case like we were. And he's texting me pictures and he's like, look at him, he's killing it on, you know, and I was watching it going, we would be wasted in the audience. And here's your boy. Like
entertaining the masses,
fully together. Yep. Not, I mean, he's his. It's his band playing, but he's not wasted at all.
Crazy.
There's no beer next to him. Nothing. And it seems as the generations have moved it along that the younger set aren't bent on killing themselves with drink.
I wonder if it's because they have so many drunks in their family.
Maybe. So they say Gen Z's alcohol consumption has dropped to the point where bars don't know what to do anymore with these young kids.
You know what's funny?
Club
is,
bar sales are drying up.
It's about the weed for all the kids I know.
You know? Well, it's legal, so that definitely changes.
It's legal.
The
it's,
reality,
you know, you
for you, you know,
don't have to go to a bar to get it.
We used to have to go to the scariest places to get a nickel bag
right.
of pot.
And now you just go to a well-lit place and there's a guy, you know, a weedologist there to help you.
In all honesty, that pot was so crummy. You got like a 5-minute high and then a 50-minute headache.
Mm.
Like just, God, I got a cruncher. This is killing me. Well, you were smoking stems and seeds. What did you think was going to happen? I don't know. I mean, that's, I paid $5 for it.
Right.
Smell like B.O.
Why, was the guy holding it underneath his armpit?
He knows.
Like B.O.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I've never smoked
terrible.
Any weed that smelled like B.O. Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, like, that's the whole thing about my story from graduation where I was so high I didn't know what...
Yeah, yeah.
Is because someone finally had good pot.
Mm.
And so I went from the usual garbage that we were used to this stuff that I was like, I think I'm seeing
I'm
things.
Tripping.
Oh. I'm really nervous.
And my teacher's got me
and
by one arm.
And then the teacher
arm.
Goes, get over here. And I went, oh, no. Oh. So anyway, maybe that is it, though, that if the kids are into the pot since it's legal now. I don't know. But the clubs are like, we don't know what to do with these kids. No one wants to come in and get wasted anymore.
Yeah.
That's the article.
We count on kids getting wasted. That's our entire business model.
Gen Z's alcohol consumption is way down, and so also the clubs are like, what do we do with these kids? I don't know. Maybe offer doobie weed.
Maybe.
Do they offer doobie weed in bars?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
So you can't go and be like, I'm not into alcohol, I'm into a joint.
I bet that's coming, though, huh?
Sure. Well, I know that there are places that are legitimate dispensaries, and they have a little
smoke area,
tasting room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a little outdoor beer, a weed garden.
Alcohol consumption has been declining in adolescents and in young adults for the past decade and a half.
That's great. It's
maybe even two decades, they say. Maybe part of that also is the idea that you're carrying around a camera everywhere.
Yeah.
And so being faced
wasted, right.
is not exactly like you should... You get a look at that. It's like me dancing at that one wedding. I got a look at it and went, I'm not doing that anymore. Jesus.
I'm so sorry
Poor
that
people.
Dancing was ruined for you.
Well,
by,
it wasn't.
By you.
I ruined it myself because someone showed me.
You're a good dancer. You should not.
Well, everyone thought it was fun.
Nobody photographs well when they dance. And you can't look at a thing of yourself and not be judgy about it. We're all our own worst critics. Mm. Dance like no one's watching, even though we all are, Vin.
I was
looking right at you.
And then I saw it on video and went, oh my God. I'm sweaty and red faced and sliding around on the floor. What is wrong with me?
It was funny enough to videotape.
Everyone seemed to be having fun, including me. But anyway, drinking is down among the young set.
I'm glad it's down.
I like to see it. The bars, they're not happy, but everyone else seems to be doing
well. Maybe the bars should put up more of that like ironic talking art, and the kids will be like, "Let's zoom in there quick. We're zoomers."
A new report has found 1 in 568 flights worldwide had an unruly passenger incident in the last year. They just had one here recently. Let me look it up.
1 in 500, though?
Yeah, but that's, think about that's pretty worldwide. Low. No, it's not.
Yes,
worldwide?
It is. Yeah, 1 in 500 worldwide. I mean, it's like 0.002% or 0.02%.
How do you know how many flights go?
You just said 1 in every 500 flights.
But
I don't
daily,
know
how many are going?
5,000. I have no idea how
many. Yeah, that seems like that's kind 10. Of a lot.
According to the latest estimates, approximately 100,000 flights per day.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of flights.
And so that's a lot of incidents.
But it's also including passenger, cargo, and military aircraft. So,
A disruptive passenger on a Friday flight from Paris, France to Detroit, Michigan. Wow, you leave France and you go to Detroit, huh? Okay.
Hopefully it's just a layover. You can continue on somewhere else.
It's a business trip.
Is facing criminal charges after his behavior caused the plane to be diverted to Canada.
Oh.
Ahmed Omar Aiden, 34, was acting in an unruly, drunken manner.
Oh.
Was believed to be under the influence of too much alcohol, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesperson.
Oh, they used the Mounties to go to the airport to get the...
They went to Canada, and that's who was there to take him off the plane.
Throw him in the back of the horse.
Drunkenness is the worst. I know that's coming from a drunk, but...
It is, though. It really is. It's, you know, a person who is just completely out of control, which in some cases, fine. Let loose. Be in a safe place with friends who are there to handle you. Don't do it on a plane.
The most common types of noncompliance are smoking or vaping on board, refusing to keep seatbelts on, baggage issues like getting caught with a carry-on you didn't pay for, drinking booze you bought at the duty-free store, or being overserved. Like, that's seems to be pretty normal. Yeah, I had 3 giant drinks in the bar before we boarded the plane, and now I'm asking for my 5th or 6th.
Right.
And now you want to cut me off? You're not cutting... That's where it starts, right?
Yes.
No, what do you mean no?
You've had enough, sir.
You don't get to say no to me.
I've said it.
Anyway, they say here... These are the kinds of things that a fist fight on the jetway, someone airdropped passengers photos of plane crashes.
Oh.
Boy, that makes a D-pick seem, downright friendly.
Yeah, give us the dongs.
It is friendlier, a D-pick than
a plane crash photo.
Who would do that?
I know.
Someone who thinks they're hysterical.
You know, my phone seems to default to don't accept airdrops from people who aren't my contact. Because I met somebody on Friday night and we were airdropping pictures to each, and I had to select that, and it said, it was almost like a, for 10 minutes, do you want to do this? I was like, yeah, all right.
Take you back. Who'd you meet?
Yeah, what'd you send him? Sounds hot.
Pictures of the food we were eating. This was that noodle in a haystack.
God's sakes. What are you doing? You're doing it wrong.
He's right next to you. You can just
take
his own
picture.
It's a girl.
Her name's Amy.
She's right next to you.
We shared photos at the end.
Hey, Amy.
Amy, she was fun. I sat, me and her sat and chatted the whole night. She was alone. She came by herself. And it's so hard to get into this place. She was like, F it, I'm going. And if her person canceled, so it was just her, so we 3 were able to go because they had room for one couple and a third.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry I told that story in retrospect. Go on with what you're...
I did some more research, though. Passenger flights alone, they account for 90,000 flights per day.
Okay.
So I did the math. 1 in 500. That means 180 flights have an unruly passenger.
Oh, in 500. That's right.
Yeah,
not 5,000.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 180 per day. Planes being disrupted.
Yeah, that's, why do you think that's so little? That seems like a lot to me.
Well, put it this way. If I'm on one of those, I have a 1 in 500 chance of getting,
it's still
unruly.
Way too much.
It's not that much. It's just that there's a lot of flights.
Absolutely the worst, though. Now here you are like, oh, this person.
I like my chances. Yes. I don't think I've ever been on a flight that had to be diverted or, that they had to zip tie someone to a seat or anything. Have you guys ever been on one of those?
What?
I'm terrified of flying, so.
Oh, you don't, oh. What, you don't like
fly? Are you kidding? You didn't ever fly?
I do it, but I don't like it.
This is the guy
it.
Who thinks he's going to go down to Brazil.
I know. I was actually thinking about it. I've been zoned out this whole time stressing about that just now.
Stressing about flying to
Brazil? Yeah, flying to Brazil, yeah.
He brought up flying and you immediately went to, oh, God, I got to fly to Brazil.
Yeah,
it's going to be awful.
That, yeah.
And take an Ativan, dude. You'll be fine. Take a Xanax. tell your doctor.
Thank you for that great advice.
Sure. Tell your doctor you need something for the flight that you freak out. And then you'll just be asleep for the whole flight. It'll be great. You'll wake up and you'll be there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, oh, my gosh, Vinny, I love you so much, but my ears hurt when you sing. When did I sing?
When did he sing?
He was singing...
I didn't sing today.
Yeah. You did sing a little bit.
Some of the cover songs
we did. I kind
of
liked it.
Yeah, I think it was Yellow Taxi or something like that.
Oh, I do love that song. Uh-huh. If I sang, I apologize.
I did some singing. Maybe they had me mixed up with you.
No.
But I didn't sound great today.
We all sing.
Please stop making cracks at Detroit. It's actually a nice city, and SF is no better. A lot of great things have come from that city. Okay.
It's so easy. It's just relax, and we get offensive about it.
Detroit's great.
Eminem.
Yeah, we know Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem who had to build a 15-foot wall and put raw glass shards sticking up out of the top of it so people wouldn't crawl into his... What was he thinking? It's adorable. I'm going to be stay here where I grew up. Why, though?
Statistically, 415 says, adolescents are taking less risk. They're spending more time alone and on their phones and not paying themselves out, not putting themselves out there as much as...
Oh,
they
yeah,
used to.
That is true.
Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing,
it'll probably be a bad thing.
It's good that they're
run.
Not drinking as much.
Yeah,
that
is true. Different addiction.
Yeah, their addiction's being met by just staring at screens.
I'm definitely not like this anymore, but I do remember getting ready on any given night, mostly weekends. But I would be getting my stuff and going, well. We'll see if we get home tonight. Like, it's so dumb. Whoa. But you know that, like...
Like you had that attitude leaving.
I'm just going to go and see what happens
I'm
going to
have
tonight.
An adventure. I'm off on a caper.
I might sleep anywhere. Who knows?
With anyone.
No, that's
no one
not...
Knows.
Oh, no, I'm not you.
No. Oh. You are kind of me. And the other thing is that you were blacked out so much.
No,
how would you
I
even
was
know?
Not.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Say that.
Came to in a closet.
Right.
Well, that happened. Hand You're deep. Right. But I told you that story.
Yeah. But how many times did that happen and you
Can
didn't
you be any
didn't
more obnoxious?
Oh, I could try.
Man.
For you.
Can we say that?
Hey, are we done?
No.
Yeah, we are.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.